Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today we celebrate our monthly Mass for the Purgatorial Society. And we're still in the month of the Holy Rosary, and we know that after the Holy Mass and the Breviary, the Rosary is the most powerful prayer that heaven has ever given us. And it's powerful not only for ourselves, but it's powerful for the poor souls in purgatory as well. And it relieves their sufferings to a great degree. I have two stories to tell you today of how that worked. One is a story about a priest and the other about a nun. Well, the priest first, Father Nierenberg. He was very devoted to the holy souls in purgatory and offered up many sacrifices every day and said many devotions and prayers. But the one devotion he always made it a point to say for the poor souls was his rosary for the intentions of the poor souls. He gained as many indulgences as he possibly could for them. And so the rosary that he used wasn't just the beads and the cross and everything. He had many blessed medals put on it and had a bishop put several indulgences on it, like Bishop Dolan can do to our rosaries, so that every time he prayed the rosary, he could gain the poor souls many indulgences. Well, one day he lost this rosary when he wanted to pray it, and he was saddened by this, not because he lost the rosary, but because the souls in purgatory wouldn't be helped as much as he always helped them before. And he looked everywhere around his cell, and it couldn't be found anywhere. So he resigned himself to just saying other prayers instead of the rosary that day. And while he was in his cell praying, he was praying quietly, and then he heard a noise in the ceiling. It was like a rattling beads. And all of a sudden, he sees his rosary being brought down with an invisible hand, and they laid it at his feet. It was a poor soul from purgatory who brought him his rosary that he wanted, as if to say, I want you to say this rosary, and I want you to use yours so that you gain for us as many indulgences as you can and relieve our suffering. And so that's the first story. The second is, as I said, about a religious sister, a nun, Venerable Mother Frances of the Blessed Sacrament. She also prayed her rosary daily for the poor souls, did many other prayers, fasted on bread and water every day, or many days, for the poor souls. And she had to suffer many trials in her life, too. She was persecuted frequently, and she would offer up all of those trials for the poor souls. And then that wasn't enough for her either. She always tried to get other people to pray for them as well. So if a priest were to visit the convent one day, she'd ask them to pray masses for the poor souls. And if another layman came to visit, she told them to give alms for the poor souls in purgatory. And the poor souls, they often visited this holy nun to ask for her prayers or to thank her once she did say them. And sometimes, this was an interesting part of the story, sometimes the poor souls waited for her at the door of the church. So when she would go in to pray matins, for example, or part of the breviary, they'd be waiting for her at the church visibly so that other people could actually see them too. And they'd stop her at the church and ask her to remember them in the divine office. Then other times they waited for the sister, the mother, they waited in her cell so that they could ask for prayers. And sometimes they even surrounded her bed, quietly waiting for her to wake up in the morning so that they could ask her prayers the first thing in the morning. That happened quite a bit, I think. And the poor souls, though, they loved especially when she prayed, the rosary for them. So much so that if they came and appeared to her and saw her with the rosary in hands and praying it, they would stop by her and take her by the hand and lovingly kiss her hands because, as they thought, those hands holding the rosary were the instrument of their deliverance. So these are some interesting and true stories, children. Very true. Never doubt them. Remember the poor souls in your rosary today. It's still October. You have October devotions and the rosary and the litany of Our Lady. Remember, one of your intentions every day should be for the poor souls. Think how much you can relieve their sufferings, and perhaps you'll get many of the poor souls out of purgatory and send them to heaven. Then what happens? I always like to remember people in my sermons. What happens then? When you relieve them of their sufferings, they leave purgatory, they go to heaven, and then they become your benefactors. Because you prayed for them, now they'll pray for you before the throne of God. Always remember that and pray for them frequently, especially remembering them in the Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.